Fellowship Church, Let's Talk. Thank you for joining us around the Word of God. If you have your Bible, go with me to Philippians chapter 4. And so my devotion this week has been in the book of Philippians, and then we're going to transition to the book of Hebrews. And so we'll just kind of keep our Friday mornings going out of our devotional, my devotional time, and then hope that'll be a blessing to you. Philippians chapter 4, Paul finishes this letter just reminding yourself that he is in prison, reminding yourself that the gospel is going forward, even though life is very difficult, circumstances are not good for Paul, but he wants to continue on in with the thing that's radically changed his life, and that's the gospel. And so you read in chapter 4, in verse 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So looking at 4, in verse 4, rejoicing in the Lord. So as you're finishing off 2021, I know this has not been probably the most exciting year of your life. There's probably been more difficulties than there has been what you would consider blessings, but ultimately those difficulties will allow us to grow in our maturity and our relationship with the Lord. But just encouraging you to rejoice in the Lord. Do not be anxious about anything. How do I not be anxious? Continue in prayer. God, here I am. These are the things that are going on in my life, and I want to communicate with you about them. I want you to know what's on my heart, and I'm listening for you to share things that you would like to share with me through the Word of God. And it's so amazing as you kind of go through your devotions, God just gives you exactly what you need at that moment to survive today. And so it's just really, really neat when the Word of God is open, how it can impact your life. The other part is what I thought was really interesting is at the end of chapter 4, dropping all the way down to 19. And I know there's some great stuff that's still in there, but what jumped out to me is, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father and glory to God our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen." And so as he writes to the individuals that are in Thessalonica and the people around Macedonia and Philippi, there's a lot of things that they need. And so he's reminding them, again, from prison, difficulty, his life's almost coming to an end. He reminds them that God shall supply all of their needs. Every single need God will supply for this group of people. And it's interesting for you and for me today to pause on this Friday or whenever you've picked up this Let's Talk and stop and say, okay, God, over the last week, 2 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 months, God, I've seen you supply all of my needs. And so that should give us confidence as we finish 2021, as we get ready for 2022. God, we know that we can follow you and trust you, and we know that you're going to supply all of our needs. And I think it'll be interesting for us as we spend time around the Word of God and spend time watching God do some neat things in our lives, that then we would go out and share how God has supplied our needs with the people around us. When was the last conversation where God, you shared with someone, "Well, God provided this in my life. It was a need that I had. It's something I've been praying for. And all of a sudden, God, you know, had made a provision for that." I think we need to commit to be able to sharing what God is doing in our lives with and to the people that are around us so that they can be encouraged, as well as us reminding ourselves where our encouragement comes from. It doesn't come from our own personal strength and power and understanding and wisdom. It comes from our Father because he continues to bless us over and over and over again. So as 2021 comes to an end, thank you so much for spending time with us on a Friday morning and Monday through Friday as you get a chance to hear different individuals talk about the Word of God and how it's impacting their lives. And we're excited about the opportunities of 2022, again, to be around the Word of God, looking at what truth is in a world that changes every day. But know this morning, rejoice in the Lord always. Know this. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, that the peace of God will be provided. And as we end our year and begin the new year, know that God will supply all of our needs according to his riches, according to his glory, according to his grace. May we be committed to tell the others around us about what our Father's doing in our lives. Thank you for joining us for Let's Talk. Let's close in prayer. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to be around your word today. I thank you for the book of Philippians. I thank you how it's working in my life, and I pray that you would continue that process in my life, because you know there's some things that you're doing in my heart and life, and so I want to continue to rely on your word. I will continue to work through prayer and spending time with you and communicating with you and finding joy in who you are. And as I watch you provide the needs of my life, God, may I represent you well, sharing the story of your grace in my life, sharing the story of your provision in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless and have a wonderful day.